We're up to, well, we're supposed to be at the Reish Beis Zayin, but we didn't finish Reish Beis Vav. So Reish Beis Vav was the infamous caper bush from the beginning of the six parak of brachas. We left off in the middle of Mishabur Sivkaton Lamid Tes. We spoke about the Kafrisin, there was whole machlokas, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, the Kafrisin, you make a bar pri adama. The Kafrisin is some sort of klipa, some sort of outer shell of the fruit. Okay, since it's not the ikar pri, you're going to make a hadama. Now, second line, Mishabur Sivkaton Lamid Tes. Ule inyan klipat pomeranchin. Orange peels that you spice up. Shetogdin bidvash. Chocolate covered orange peels, candied orange peels, they used to have fried in honey orange peels. So what bracha do you say on that? Yesh deos bein ha'achronim. In the verchle and shahakol, oh bari pri eitz, oh bari pri adama. You got all your, cover all your bases. Ve'al kein, what should we do, says the Mishabura? Yesh le'verchle and shahakol. U'bidiyev erimich bari pri eitz, oh pri adama, yotza. Look at Oish Mem Gimel on the bottom. He lays down the lineup. Hamogim Avram v'aparim iris chayadam pasku bari priya eitz. The Taz and others bari priya adama. Olas tamim prima gadam shahako. Three opinions what to make on candied orange peels, and we make a shahako.
All tied to the caper?
No, the source we learned from the caper.
That's what I'm saying. We're getting, like, normally you'd say it's not food. Shahakol for sure.
So it's not clear that it's not food. So Dirshu brings down the three svaras for the three opinions. So in Dirshu footnote 38, 39, 40, it says like this. The svara to say that it's a shahakol is because, like you're saying, it's, I don't know if the word's not food, but it goes in the garbage. You happen to be saving it and using it for something, so then you make a shahakol on that. The Magen Avraham, who holds that it's a bari pri eitz, he holds that it's part of the pri, and has the same bracha as the pri itself. Okay, and then they explain why it's different than Kafrisin, which the Mishabura says is a bari pri adama, and the Svara to say a bari pri adama, the Taz says, because it's not, it's just like, it is like the Kafrisin, the Magen Avraham has some Svara why it's not, it's like the Kafrisin, it's not Migufa pri, and therefore you're going to say Adama. Now, Dirshu footnote 37 points out, now I don't know if this is the case, but I'm sure it's a big business now, these chocolate-covered orange peels. So do they just look around everyone's garbage for the leftover orange peels? No, they do not. So it could be, just like we said, that pumpkin seeds and watermelon seeds are special pumpkins and watermelons that are planted only for the seeds, and they have a lot of seeds and only a little bit of meat. It's not true? Of course it's true.
Saying no way that they do that for oranges.
Do they do that for oranges? Maybe they do. I don't know. Anyway, he says, he brings that over here, that if they planted special for the peel, then you would say a bari pri eitz. Because then it's the ikra pri, if that's what they're doing. Does it exist? Not exist? I don't know. I didn't call the local elite chocolate-covered orange peel factory.
They don't have kosher.
They're not kosher?
You've had some before?
Chocolate orange?
Yeah.
I'm sure there's kosher chocolate. Yeah,
they have it. There's chocolate wafers that taste like orange. They're not orange.
No, they have all these chocolate places, chocolate mints, chocolate-covered this, chocolate-covered that. They also have orange peels, I believe. Anyway, now this is fascinating. By the esrog peel, that people do something with the esrog peel,
right,
that is the ikar pri, because the esrog itself is not really edible. So there they say that that's an exception to the rule, and there you're going to say bari pri eitz on the candied esrog peel.
Because what? Because they grow it?
No, because by the esrog itself is not really so edible. So if you're dealing with the esrog peel is not really less edible than the esrog itself.
Well, what about a lemon? What do you make on a lemon?
Okay, we already discussed. We already discussed lemons. The lemons might be shahako, yeah.
Because it's not edible.
Because it's not really, normally eaten.
You eat
lemon? Nice. Now, regular, let's say, apple peel is considered part of the apple. That's eaten, that's about okay. Eight, that's part of the apple. Like you peel the apple for the baby to go to Gan, and then you eat the peel. That peel is a bari pri eitz. Okay. That is the siyum of Sif Vav. Now we're up to Zayin and Ches. Gemara and Brachas Lamed Ches Amud Aleph says, Omar Mar Bar Rabashi. Hai Duvsha de Tamri, the Dvash of a Tamara date, Ishahako, why Zeya Ba'almahu? That's the Sugya of fruit juices that they are Shahako, they are considered Zeya Ba'almah. It's not considered to be the fruit itself, it is Zeya Ba'almah. Then the Gemara goes on to they ask Rava, what about Trima? Rava didn't really know what Trima was. Then he figured it out. Rashi tells us Trima is something that is chopped up a little bit, but it is not pulverized. The Gemara goes on to say Amar Lasi to answer the Kasha. Hi Tamri Shel Truma. Mutter Lasis Ben Truma. You're allowed to take a Tamar, a date of Truma. Truma, you're not allowed to destroy. You have to treat it properly. But you're allowed to turn it into Truma. What does that mean? It means that this Truma is not considered to be destroying the fruit. It's considered to be as is. And if it's considered to not be destroying the Tamar, it's still considered a Tamar, the Mela, the Bracha is also the Bracha of a Tamar, it's going to be a Bar Pre Eitz. Now the Gemara Paskins, the Ilchasa Tamri, if you take Tamarim and you turn them into Trima, you make a Bracha Bar Pre Eitz. Why? Because it's still considered to be the Milsaihu Kaimi. It's still considered to be Tamar. The Beis Yosef is Midayik in Rashi. Rashi says, Kol Dabar HaKatush Ktzat Ve'eno Mirusak. It's a little bit chopped, but it is not pulverized. Then you're going to make a Bar Pri Eitz. But use your Talmudic thumbs. That's only because it's not pulverized. But let's say it is pulverized. The Beis Yosef is Midayik in Rashi. Then you're not going to make a Bar Pri Eitz. If you totally destroy its form, then it's not going to be a Bar Pri Eitz at all. It's going to be a Shakal. And that is Shita Satur. The Rambam writes, if you take dates and you smush them into a, make it look like, a, you take out the pit, you make it look like a dough, it's going to be a Bar Pri Eitz. Now it's not clear if this Rambam and the Rashi are arguing on each other. It's not so clear. Are they, once a Shahaka, once a Eitz, but they're not exactly describing the same thing. They're not exactly talking about the same thing. Let's see that now in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch brings down like the Rambam. Let's see. Reish Bei Zayin. Tamarim Shemiacham Biyad. A tamar that you smushed it with your hand. Va'asanahem Isa. You turned it into a dough-like substance. Va'hotzinahem Garinahem. You took out the pits. Afilu Hachi. Lo Nishtanis Berchasam. The bracha does not change. Umavarech Aleim Borei Pri Ha'etz. The bracha does not change. And you're going to say a Borei Pri Ha'etz. Lebasov bracha me'ein shalosh. It still has the status of a tamar. That is the Machaber breaking down Shitas HaRamba. Hagad note says the Rambam. Now the Rambam wants to extend this and says lefizeh. According to this, huadin bilatverin hanikra pavidla. Same thing with something called pavidla. Pavidla is a type of jelly where you take the, alright, we'll see what we do in a minute, but also mavarach and aleim borei pri ha'etz. So the Rambam extends the Rambam's turning the dates into some sort of dough, it looks like a dough, date dough, into this jelly, which is a much more destroyed form of its original, of the original fruit. Mishmasif katan mem shemiyachan biyad ba'asta perish. Option is rasek aidei zelagamre. It's smushed entirely. Afilochim mevarchan bar peitz. Mishun dekem v'dadayim mamashan kayam. It's still there. So shayach levarchan bar peitz. You can say bar peitz. Okay, then the Ramah again extends this Machaber and this Rambam to this jelly case. Mishmas of Kata Mem Aleph. Pavidla, she also me good gadi, good gidonios. Different types of berries, I think. Ushar meaning, what?
Cherries.
Cherries? I don't know. Shemotin gari name. You take out the gari in the pit. Umavashlin osam, and you cook them. Achem nimochu lagamre. Until they basically disintegrate. So that's different than what the Rambam described as taking tamarim and stepping on it until it looks like a dough. But the Rambam here is extending that. And then the Rambam is like this. V'yesh omrim levarich aleihem shahakol. And some say to say Shahako. What's he talking about? Mishra Sivkata Membeis. Now, there's two cases. There's the Mechaber's case, and then there's Ramah's extension. What is Ramah now telling us to make a shackle on? Is it on, it's at least on the extension, but is it also on the first case? So that's the Mishabura points out, Sivkata Membeis, but is that Nechliku HaChronim? Yesh Mem Shesovrin Dahayesh Omrim Lopolikim Apavidla. It's only arguing in the jelly case, the second case. The more extreme extension case, no, don't make a ha'etz on that, make a shahako. Mishum shenimochu legamre, because it's been totally disintegrated. V'lodika tzuras and klai, you can't tell at all what it used to be. Havabadina, machabed the mayor b'tzmar, and tindis v'haskil, when it comes to the dates that you're chopping up, not chopping, but squashing, shenika, tarim v'tzuratzan, it's just a squash date. At the end of the day, it's a squash date. It's like, we'll get there, a Kellogg's cornflake. It's just a squash piece of corn. So this Yesh Chalkin is only on the second case, but not on the first case. The first case is still going to say Bar Pri Eitz. The Yesh Mishnah Sovereign, some poskim hold that Yesh on Poli Gama Dina Machaber. They argue even on the Machaber's case, even that you're going to say Shahako. Since it's totally been squashed, Mavari Shahako. However, it says the Mishabur, Ledina ain't Nafkamina. There's not such a Nafkamina what this Yesh Omrim is arguing on. The Avi name of the Yesh Omrim probably Gamat Smarim Shinis Rasku. Even if you want to say that the Yesh Omrim is arguing on the first case of the Mechaber, but we're going to pass him like the Mechaber anyway. In his case, where you squash the dates, it's going to be Bar Pri Eitz. Dehechosh Mamashan Kayam, when it's Mamoshes is still there, Lo Nishtan is Bechasan. The bracha doesn't change. It's only in the second case, the Ramah's extension, Rakbi Pavidla, She Ibed Kol Tzura, so the whole Tzura has been destroyed. Lo Nikar Klau Mau, you can't tell at all what it used to be. Az Lechatchila Mavarech Shehako, Ukehachros HaRamah, like the Hachro of the Ramah, which you didn't exactly see yet. The bracha zuyote ala kol b'diavi, because shahako pater at the kol. Let's see this back in the Rambam. So the Mechaber gives on the Rambam, you take the tamar and you squash it, it's still going to be ha'etz. The Rambam now has an extension, according to that, the pavidla, the jelly, is also going to be bar pe'etz. Continuing in the Rambam, that you should say a shahako. What's he going on? If he's going on the Mechaber, we don't really care, because we're not going to pass like him, but we're passing like the Mechaber. So, either he is or is not arguing, doesn't make a difference. The Mechaber's case remains la halacha, a bore prayer, eight. He's for sure arguing on his own extension of the Mechaber, where it's totally destroyed and you can't tell its original form. And here brings down the Yeshon to make a shahako. What should we do? Lamaisa continues the Ramah. The Tavlochosh the Chatchila Lavarech Shahako. The Chatchila, you should make a shahako, shahako, patriotico. Ava, but in Birich, Borei Priya 8, Yatsa. Why? Kikei Nira Iker. The Iker seems to be, according to the Ramah, like his extension. That even the totally pulverized, squashed, smashed, demolished case should also be a 8. There he says, we're going to go with the generic bracha of shahako. But if you say ha'eitz, you're going to be yotzei because it's more nota towards the eitz than shahako, but we're still going to make a shahako on it anyway. So that's what the Mishabura is continuing over here. Mishabura Sivkata Membeis, that the chatzchila we say shahako. Then in brackets, now when you're dealing with raspberries, doesn't really make a difference. You make a eitz or shahako, either way, you're really going to be yotzei. But when you're dealing with dates, and the bracha achrona is going to be an al ha'etz, bracha achas main shalosh, and I have a major nafkamina. It's not just shahako versus ha'etz. What bracha achrona are you going to say? And that's a very big deal. So here in the brackets, the Mishnah says, the inya bracha achrona ain't eitz. There's no eitz here. There's no easy way out. If it's going to come up by dates and things that are shivat aminim, each one is not going to be able to see the others. So what should you do? In Moshe Yocho Gam Pri Meshivas Aminim Gam Dovah Shebrachos Abayin Afoshos Lift Her Gam Ezeh Miman Afshach. So when you have your squash dates, you should also have some grapes. regular grapes, and also have a Coca-Cola, and then you potter, you have a bracha achrona, and you make both brachas achronas, and you motzi. But if you, let's say that's not an option, so he's going with the Iker din of the Ramah, not with the Ramah's called the Ramah's conclusion is Shahako, but now he's saying that's because it's the easy way out. But when it's a Shiva Saminim and you don't have an easy way out, he's going with Main Shalosh. Now, Kikei Master Losh and Ramah, the Torah is Iker Adin Shibachasa Bar Pre 8. Now, I assume if you continue to make a Bar Pre 8, so then the Bachar Rishona should also be. If you can tell you to make a bracha achos main shalosh as a bracha achrona, I assume the bracha rishona should also be bar pre'etz. Reb Shimon, do you agree with that or you don't agree with that?
Like you said though, he's not clear. There you can get out of it.
I know, so you can make a shahako and then an ala etz? Yeah. So it's a little bit of a tarot to the sasa, you know? Yes.
How much effort do you need to do to look for other things to be moitzi there?
I don't know.
This is a non-Muslim question.
Yeah, it comes up. I don't know. Mishra Sivkata Mem Dalid Yatsa. You yotzi with ha'etz because that seems to be the ikar bracha anyway. Vimrov derech achilas osam peretz roi. They risuk if this is something that's normally eaten in its smashed form. Av zechatchila mevarech brachaso haruya mainly in pri ha'etz o pri ha'adama. Oh, interesting. I didn't go through all this. I went through Pesach Chuvas today.
What about the soup?
We're not up to soups. Don't go on the soup. So basically, it's like this. Let's say we have two types of cornflakes. We have Kellogg's cornflakes and Talmud cornflakes. A Kellogg's cornflake is a piece of corn, and you go, wah! And that we say, Bar Priyad Dhamma. That's like the Mechaber's case. It's still there, still exists, it's just smashed. Smashed into a boo. Masha and Cain, what Talmud does is they take the corn, they grind it up into flour, and then they rebuild it into cornflakes. So that's going to be Shahako. Like all the Pesach cakes that are made out of potato flour, you take a potato, you turn it into flour, if potatoes are, say, Hadama, if you rebuild it, so then it becomes a Shahako. So then you have to look at each thing that we have and try to figure out where does this specific thing fit in. So I, the Pesach Chuvas wanted to go to the, this is over here. So it says mashed potatoes. It says if there are, you do it by hand and there's still pieces of potato in there, so you make a bar bread dough. If you do it with a blender and you totally get rid of all the pieces, it's totally pureed, then it's going to be a shahako. Then they bring down this thing from reconstituted thing. Let's say you take Pringles. So I don't really understand this so much. Right, so Pringles, they take the potatoes, they grind it into flour, and then they rebuild it into a potato chip called a Pringle. So that would seem to be a shahako, because they got rid of the form entirely. There are poskim who want to say, I mean, he brings down big poskim, it's also in the same bracha, that because you turned it back into what it was supposed to look like originally, you're going to say a bar priyad dhamma. I don't really get that. Also, like, if we didn't know what a potato chip looked like, it's not like we would look at a Pringle and say, oh, that's definitely a piece of potato. Like, you know, it could be anything. It could be a piece of paper. What? Yeah, I know, that's what they bring down. I don't understand that so much. Then fruit leather. What is it here? He says to make a shahako. You know fruit leather? You know what fruit leather is? They say to make a shahako. I guess it depends how they make it.
Why is that different than the Rambam?
Yeah, that would seem to be like the Rambam, right? You just take the apricot, take out the pits, and just smash them until they. Yeah, I don't think that they make it that way.
Yeah, add a bunch of stuff, no? Sugar. Okay. No, fruit leather cannot just be just the fruit. No.
The leather.
It's a whole bunch of garbage.
Now, in Pesach Chuvas, he wanted to say that the potato kugel, you make a shahako. I don't think the minig is to make a shahako on potato kugel. Now, if you put the potatoes in a blender, not a, like mamish a blender, and puree it, so then I hear that. I don't think that's how most rabbits make. Right. But he wanted to think, even with the Ritzuas, you're going to make a Sha'akal, because even though it didn't lose its form when they did the Ritzuas, but when you added in all the oil and everything else, the sugar and spice and everything nice,
what's the
put it in the oven.
That you cannot recognize
it because
it's not the same anymore? Or
is
it, she just can't recognize it? If it's
just
you can recognize it, but as soon as you can recognize it again, then you should be...
No, I don't think it's a din recognizing. I think, recognizing is Megala to us that you have totally destroy this object. Okay, I have to go through this. I didn't go through this today. I was paying attention to Piskei Chuvas. I'm not, he's got a lot of stuff here. Like, my son was talking to me about it. I was like, how do you know that? He said, it was in Dershu. I was like, I didn't see it in Dershu. And I'm looking at it. I didn't look at this.
Too long.
No, I just didn't. I start with Piskei Chuvas to look into the peels.
What's broken applesauce? Shackle?
So applesauce, I guess those depends how you make it. If it's pureed, so there'll be a shackle. If it's not pureed, also, meaning if something is done usually by hand, it's less thorough than otherwise, then there's big, there's chunks and stuff, so then it would seem to be a hate. I don't know. I'm going to go through this page over here and get back to tomorrow. We'll continue. But I want to do Sif Ches. Sif Ches is, we started with the Gemara. Dvash hazav mihat marim. The pasuk says, Eretz Yishem Dvash. Dvash refers to dvash, not from bees, but dvash that oozes out of the dates. That's the seventh of the Shivat Aminim. So you're going to say Shahakov. V'chein al mashkin yotzim mikomin eperetz chutz mizeisim v'anavim v'rach Shahakov. Fruit juices aside for zeisim v'anavim, because the zeisim v'anavim, grapes and olives, their tachlis is in its liquid form, so therefore the liquid form is higher, but everything else is considered zeya ba'alma, it's like the shvitz of the pri, and it's just going to be a Shahakov. Yeah, actually, I did the tissue on here, but not in the previous thing. There's a whole discussion about orange juice. Supposedly, the Chazanish said to make a bar pe'etz on orange juice. Lamai said, they say he didn't actually say a bar pe'etz on his orange juice. But they bring down that if most of it is made to be squeezed out. Now, again, nowadays, okay, I'm not a farmer, but I believe it to be so, that whatever you're doing, especially if you're not a small little farmer guy, you're a big whatever. Yeah, so the Tropicana, the oranges that they plant and grow to make Tropicana orange juice is not the same as the oranges they plant, the Jaffa oranges that you're supposed to eat. They're different oranges.
Yeah.
Right? Agreed? So I don't know if he's saying that most oranges in the world, I mean, how many oranges does a regular house go through? Not too many. You put it in orange, I don't know, to get the big thing of Tropicana, you must take a lot of oranges. So more oranges in the world are probably turned into orange juice than are eaten as oranges.
The ones they buy, they only grow or buy ones to choose.
So you would be mitzvah to say berberates and oranges.
The mice, we don't say berberates and oranges. They're a big deal from Chaim Kanievsky at that. Even though Chazanish said to say ha'etz, he didn't say ha'etz. He said shahakah. Hold on a second. Then he talks about lemons. He said a shahaka, but lemon juice. He says the tachlis of the lemon is more. The juice is more lemon than the lemon itself. The lemon itself is not really edible. The lemon juice.
Okay.
I mean, most people don't drink lemon juice straight. But he wants to say that this relates. Oh, lemon juice will be bar pre-8.
What, lemonade or lemon juice?
The lemonade is just water, sugar, and some lemon flavor.
That's for sure, sir.
Yeah.
But if a person would drink lemon juice, because nobody does.
But if you drink something that no one drinks, so then it should also be shahako. I don't know. He wants to say it's ikker. Oh, he says, no, you could put in sugar to spice it up.
It's a lemonade? Lemonade is an eighth now.
without water.
So if you need a spoon of date honey, you would say bird
plate. No, date honey is as a shahaka. That's a machaber, but they discuss that. The fact that the Torah refers to the seventh of the Shiva Saminim, which is a fruit, as Dvash, would sound like Dvash is a spitz ultimate, the Iker, right? They discuss that. I don't know if it's over here on the page, but that did come up. And that does come up in the Sugya. Kamash Malan is not like that. Why it's not like that, I don't know. That's definitely what it sounds like. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow, Blineda, we'll do a little chazara, go through all the practical cases. I like the two cornflakes examples. It gets the point across. But again, everything that we have all this fancy food nowadays, you got to look at each thing individually and figure out what the broth is.